This morning, let's turn to the Word of God in the Book of John.
我们今天早上，我们来打开圣经，到约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
You're ahead of me.
约翰福音第三章。
Well, everybody knows that chapter 3 of John talks about the born again.
每一个人都知道，约翰福音第三章是讲到重生的事情。
And the character, main character in this story is Nicodemus and Jesus.
而这里面的主角呢，就是尼哥底母和耶稣两个人。
You know, when I read to this scripture, this part of the scripture,
当我读到这一段圣经的时候
I myself have the same kind of, attitude of thinking that I already know the scripture.
我也是每次我读到这一段圣经的时候呢，我就有一个感觉，我觉得这一段我已经很熟了嘛。
And you know, in expository preaching, when we go through the Bible systematically,
当我们这样子逐章逐节的这样讲解圣经的时候
，you try to find something new in every portion of the scripture.
每一次到达这个读到圣经的时候，你都希望能从中间找出一些新的东西来。
So that at least you may say.That this would be attractive to some who have never heard it before.
至少你可以说，也许这样子的话，也许对你从来没听过的人呢，会有吸引力。
But I guess we need to realize that the Word of God is infinite.
但是我们也要了解，神的话是无限的。
Though I believe many of you here are born again and know that you are born again.
我知道在各位中间，我们多半都是已经重生了的，我们也了解重生什么意思。
We need to read it into the scripture again.
但是我们还是需要再读一次这一段圣经。
For the reason, for the benefit of asking you to pay attention to this.
为了要让各位能够更能够注意。
I'd like to ask how many of you have.Been born again and knowing that you're born again.
我想要来问一问哪一些人自己已经重生，知道自己是重生的，请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
请你把手举起来。自己已经重生，而且清清楚楚知道我已经重生的。
Most of you do. Please, thank you.
谢谢。
Put down your hand. There are some who do not know.
的确，还有一些人还不知道。
I'd like to think with you this morning what Jesus meant.To be born again.
我们来再一次想想看，神到底耶稣所说的重生是什么意思
？You know, this scripture, chapter 3, verse 3, is quite interesting.
这个第三章第三节是很有意思的一段。
Jesus answered Nicodemus, saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生。”就不能见神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
若不重生的话，就不能看见神的国。
I'm a baseball fan. I confess to that.
我是一个很喜欢棒球的人，我必须要承认。
In fact, I'm a sports fan.
其实我什么样的运动我都很喜欢。
I like to watch ball game.
我也很喜欢看球赛。
But I also like to watch the crowd.
而且我更喜欢看那些。我也喜欢看那些看球的那些群众。
The TV camera sometimes scan through them.
有时候在电视上面呢，就有时候照到那些观众。
And every time when people realize the TV camera is scanning at them, they raise their banner or something, whatever they have.
那些观众呢，只要看到那个电视的那个镜头向着他们来了，于是就跳起来，把他们的要带去的东西举起来，给他们的这标志啊、旗帜啊举起来。
Oftentimes I see a sign that John 3:3.
可是很多次我就常常看到有人举起来的那个牌子上面写约翰三三。
Now you know what is John 3:3.
现在我们都知道约翰三章三节。
Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这里他那个第三章第三节就是说耶稣回答说我实实在在告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国。
You know, some Chinese reporters are quite ignorant.
有一些中国的记者呢有时候不太清楚这个情形。
And when they realized that President Carter, President Carter was a Christian and he was stressing on the importance of born again, he called himself a born again Christian.
当那个时候卡特总统在任的时候，当他说到他自己在那里很注重这个重生的经历，因为他自己是一个重生的基督徒。
Those media saying that President Carter is a Christian by the denomination called born again.
结果他中文报上有一段他写说是这个卡特总统是重生派的基督徒。
You know, actually, I don't know any Christian who's not born again and be called Christian.
我从来不知道哪一个基督徒是已经基督徒而不是真正重生的。
Years ago, maybe this was a problem.
也许很多年以前这是一个问题。
For I heard that many, many, many years ago in Shantung, before the Great Revival in China happened,
因为在很久以前在山东的大复兴之前
There was a Miss Munson.
有一个孟教士。
The message she preached on was born again.
孟教士他常常来在那里传的信息呢，就是重生的信息。
That you must be born again unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你若是不重生的话，不能见神的国。
So every time when she finished preaching, she walked out of the door and grabbed the hands of the people.
所以他每次讲完道之后呢，就走到门口去，然后就跟人握手。
And she looked at their eyes saying.Have you been born again?
然后他就眼睛看着对方的眼睛说你重生了没有
Some would answer, yes, I am born again.
有些人就回答说是了我已经重生了
Some wavered, couldn't answer.
有些人有点怀疑不敢回答
And some feel insulted.
有些人觉得很觉得是一个侮辱
And you know, nothing could escape her eyes.
可是没有哪一件事情呢能够 逃离她的眼睛的
When somebody was wavering saying, I think I'm born again.
有些人若是有点怀疑说我想我大概是重生了吧
She would look at him or her saying, are you sure?
她就会这样子紧紧地看着他们说你是真的确定吗
You know, it is quite humiliating when the preacher didn't believe what you said.
你知道吗如果说是这个传道人不相信你已经重生这个实在是一个好像很大的侮辱
But she spoke in such a dynamic,In such a power of the Holy Spirit.
但是他在圣灵里面是那样子有力量在那里问这句话。
Some of the people feel convicted.
有些人心里面就受到责备。
And some went home. There was a story that one of a very highly considered scholar.
但是有一个很有名的学者。
A dignified person.
是一个相当有地位的人。
One who was even in the church serving for some time.
也许他也是在教会里面已经服侍很久。
Felt convicted when she said that.
当他孟教师这样对他说的时候，他心里觉得扎心。
He came home and really searched the word. What does it mean by born again?
于是他就回家，真的好好的再看看到底圣经上说重生是什么意思。
And though he was answering Miss Munson in a way that tried to escape her inquisition.
虽然他在回答这个孟教师的时候，他好像反正就是回答了能够躲掉这个问题算了。
But he could not escape what the Holy Spirit had been asking him.
但是他躲掉了孟教师，他躲不掉圣灵在他里面的那一个工作。
And he was praying before God.
于是他就在神面前祷告。
Until he was sure that he was born again.
一直等到他清清楚楚知道他是重生。
Dear brother and sister, I said in many, many years ago, that simple message has brought in revival in Shantung.
你知道，就是这样子的一个很简单的一个信息，在山东那里带进了大复兴。
I believe God used that message to convict people to realize that they have no part in the Lord until they were born again.
我相信神用那样的信息，就是说，若是你不重生，你在神国就里面就毫无份。
In fact, born again is a very very simple thing that we understand when we believe in Jesus.
而重生就是一个当我们信主的时候，一个很简单的一个事情。
Jesus has given Nicodemus a simple explanation.
耶稣在这里给尼哥底母一个很简单的一个比喻。
First he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣第一个先声明说，若是没有重生的话，就不能见神的国。
Then he used an illustration saying the wind, as the wind blows, so does the Holy Spirit move in people's heart.
然后他就用一个比喻，就说风怎么样吹，圣灵也在人心中怎么样的运行。
And then lastly he said,The illustration in the Old Testament.
然后最后呢，他再拿旧约的一个例子来说明。
He was using the illustration that Moses did in the wilderness.
因为他就用摩西在旷野那里所做的一件事来作为解释。
In the wilderness, when people were complaining to Moses and God.
当在旷野的时候，那些人以色列人向摩西跟神抱怨的时候
，God sent a fiery serpent into their midst and bit them.
然后于是神就将火蛇差遣送进他们百姓中间，然后那个火蛇就咬了百姓。
And they were these are poisonous snakes.
而这些火蛇是有毒的，咬了被咬的人就中毒。
And they died.
然后就死了。
Moses pleaded to the Lord.
摩西就向神祈祷告。
And the Lord indicated to him, gave him a revelation.
于是神在那里就给了他一个启示。
that you're going to make a brazen serpent.
而你在那里要做一个铜蛇。
And he who looks at the brazen serpent,
如果哪一个人能够眼睛望铜蛇的话，
one look and he'll be saved.
你只要看一眼，你就会得救，就不死。
You see, there's nothing in that special power of that brazen serpent.
事实上呢，那个铜蛇呢，并没有什么了不起的一个什么力量。
It was only a symbol of how Jesus would die for us on the cross.
在那里只是一个还没有事情还没到的一个表号，就说耶稣怎么样要为我们而死在十字架上。
You see, we are sinners.
我们是罪人。
We are bitten by the power of darkness, the sinfulness.
我们是已经被这个有罪的这个黑暗中间的这个火蛇已经被他咬了。
We are going to die.
我们是一定会死的。
But Jesus took a form of man.
但是当耶稣来取了一个人的样式。
And died for us on the cross.
在十字架上为我们死。
Replacing our curses.
就把这一个咒诅取去。
So when we look at him and believe, we shall be saved.
所以若是我们眼睛仰望他，然后我们相信，我们就可以得救。
The process of being saved is hinged upon the action of faith.
所以这一个得救的这件事实呢，是建立在一个建立在我们的信心上面。
And one may ask, how could have these things happen?
有人也许会说，哪有这种事情啊？
Why is it that I look at him and I believe him that my sins are forgiven?
哪有这么简单？我这么看看他，我相信他，我的罪就得到赦免呢？
But it is true.
但的确是如此。
Because this is the very essence of being born again.
因为这个就是重生的真意。
God has given you a new life through Christ Jesus.
因为神要愿意给你一个新的生命，借着耶稣基督。
Through the faith that you have in Jesus.
也借着你对耶稣的信心。
The wind blows hither and fro. Hither and thither.
Yeah, 这个风随着它的意思来来回回的吹。
You can never trace how the wind. You cannot know how the wind would blow this way and that way.
你也从来不知道这到底风往哪吹。
It's complicated for anyone to really try to understand how the wind blows.
非常非常的，没有人能够真正了解到底风是怎么回事。
But we do know the wind blows in its own will sometimes.
但是我们实在知道风吹这一件事实，而且也知道风是随着它自己意思吹。
Holy Spirit has the same.Way of convicting people.
圣灵也有同样的这样子的，也是同样的，利用这样子的情形来责备人。
So that when we believe in Jesus,
所以当我们相信耶稣的时候
，we are born again.
我们就是重生了。
When we see our sins,
当我们看见自己的罪
，when we realize the inevitability that we're going to die,
我们也看到那些我们实在逃不掉，我们每个人都要有一死。
We come to the realization, I need to be saved.
所以然后我们就了解，我们实在是要需要得救。
And where am I to find the salvation?
那么什么地方我能够找到这个救恩呢
？Jesus.
只有靠着耶稣。
There's no other name that we can be saved other than Jesus.
因为天上地下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Jesus only. He is the name that has conquered all.
只有耶稣，他的名能够胜过一切。
Including our sins and our death.
胜过一切，包括我们的罪，包括死。
Dear brother and sister, if we do believe that, you're born again.
若是我们真正实实在在相信的话呢，我们是重生了。
Now, but when we look at John chapter 3 and verse 3,
但是我们再回头看到约翰福音第三章第三节
born again is only one half of what Jesus was saying.
这里他的重生只是他整句话里面的一半。
What was Jesus saying?
耶稣到底说什么呢？
Jesus saying, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非一个人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Jesus said in one breath, between born again and kingdom of God.
神就耶稣在一口气里面的一句话中间就把重生跟神的国放在一起讲。
And I believe the kingdom of God is more important in Jesus' mind than born again.
我敢这么说，神的国这件事，这神的国在耶稣基督的这个心里面是比重生还更重要。
Because the kingdom of God is really his purpose.
因为神的国其实的确是他的服事的一个最终的目的。
Being born again is an initiation, is a beginning point.
而重生是一个开始的起点。
We need to be brought to that end.
我们需要能够被带入，直到进入那一个终极的目的。
But you know, I feel and I see in church when I serve.
我常常有这样的感觉，我也在各教会里头看到这样的现象。
For 20 years or so that I've been serving in church,
差不多在过去的20年中间，
the kingdom of God was not so much mentioned.
好像神的国并不是大家很愿意提的事情。
We are very concerned of a personal savior, personal salvation.
我们好像
I believe most of Chinese churches know these.
我们好像非常注意我们这个个人的救主，我们个人的救恩，所有中国的教会都在那里非常注意这件事。
But the kingdom of God is something Jesus wants us to realize.
但是实在神的国是耶稣要在我们心里面深深的完完全全了解的事情。
You know, Nicodemus came to see Jesus at night.
那尼哥底母在晚上来见耶稣。
The reason he came was very straightforward.
他来见他的原因呢很简单。
For the past few weeks, we've been talking about miracles and signs and wonders.
因为过去几个礼拜我们都在看到都在讲到耶稣基督在那里做的行的神迹。
Jesus performed many miracles in Jerusalem.
耶稣在耶路撒冷那个地方行了许许多多的神迹。
Nicodemus came to see him, seeing that this is a great man, this is a wonderful man.
尼哥底母呢，所以晚上来看他，因为他知道看到这样的神迹，他知道这一个人是很了不起的人。
And he comes to the deduction.That this man has to be sent from God.
所以呢，他在想他的结论就是说，这个人一定是从神那里来的。
He said, "I know, Rabbi, that you come from God."
他说，夫子啊，我实在知道你是从神那里来的。
As a teacher,
因为他自己是一个教师。
He said, "For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him."
因为他说，若你所行的神迹若没有神同在，没有人能行。
Now, this is his conclusion.
这是一个他的结论。
That Jesus is a miracle worker.
耶稣呢是一个行神迹的人。
And he comes as a teacher.
那么他作为一个教师，他来到耶稣这里。
The proof in this is in his deed.
因为他这样子的，他的行为就是他的证据。
And Nicodemus comes to this realization far superior than most of the people would have done.
那么尼哥底母有这样的这个结论呢，是比一般的人呢是想得更清楚了。
Some people, as we read in John chapter 2, that they seek miracles for the sake of miracle to get excited to see the wonderful things happen.
因为我们在第二章里头，我们看到有些人来追随耶稣，就是为了看这些神迹，就是觉得这样子可以很兴奋，就是来追寻这一个。
Without a further desire to know who Jesus is.
而没有一个更深的一个想要来真正认识这位行神迹的主是谁。
Now, Nicodemus is far superior than most of the people.
所以尼哥底母在这一点就比别人进步了。
But Jesus was saying something quite astonishing to Nicodemus.
但是耶稣在这里给他的回答是那么样子的特别。
In fact, what he said was totally beyond Nicodemus' thinking.
因为事实上他给他的回答呢是尼哥底母绝对想不到的。
Jesus talked to Nicodemus about the kingdom.
耶稣在这里对尼哥底母所讲的重点是在于神的国。
Would you talk to people about kingdom?
你会不会向别人讲神的国呢
？When you preach gospel to other people, would you talk to people about kingdom?
你向别人传福音的时候，会不会讲到神的国这件事呢
？I believe we are somewhat revived and energized by Philip Tang's message that we want to serve and preach gospel.
我相信我们各位一定都因为藤牧师的特会，我们每个人心里面都有这个愿望，我们愿意来传福音，我们愿意来服事。
But could you tell the people who are newly believing?Or just about to receive Christ about the kingdom of God?
但是你有没有像那些有心向主那些想要得救的人，那些人你有没有向他说神的国这件事呢
？You know, oh, the kingdom of God is too far away that we will not reach it.
我们就想，哎呀，神的国那是太远太远的事情，没有人能够够得着的。
Especially to the newly believed, they don't know what's going on.
尤其对那些刚刚得信主的人，他们哪里懂这些
？They can wait.
他们可以慢慢再晓得。
And we can wait.
我们也可以慢慢的再
说。That's why most of the Christians do not know the purpose of their salvation.
所以很多的基督徒，他们重生的时候，并不知道他们重生的目的在什么。
They were just given a ticket into the theater.
他们好像就是给，就是好像他们在门口进戏院之前，人家给了他张票。
Never realize what are they going to see.
他们根本拿了张票，不知道他们要看什么的。
They have no enthusiasm. They lack of.All the involvement.
他们也在那里也没有毫无一点都没有什么也不知道该做什么。
And till the end of the movie, they just realize, oh, I've seen a movie.
等到这个电影都做完了，说哦原来这个就是要看这个电影的。
Is this the purpose of a Christian just to go through the motion and finally realize, hey, here we are, come to see Jesus?
是不是我们得重生这些基督徒就是这样子糊里糊涂的这样子过了，然后后来说哦就是这样我们就要见耶稣了。
No, I believe we need to be taught and we need to teach the purpose of salvation is for the kingdom.
我相信我们在这里我们要得到这样的教导，就是说我们的重生是为了要见神的国。
What is the kingdom?
那么神的国是什么？
Jesus and John the Baptist came to preach about kingdom.
约翰施洗约翰来到世上，就是在那里传讲神的国。
Those of you who read the Bible realize that when they first come to minister, this is what they say.
各位读圣经的也都知道，施洗约翰来到地上的时候，他所说的是什么
？They said, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand."
因为他说，施洗约翰说要悔改，因为神的国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为神的国近了。
Now, some would make a differentiation of.The kingdom of God and the king and the kingdom of heaven.
有些人呢就在那里钻研呢、啊，说是神的国跟天国有什么不一样，有什么一样
？There are many schools scholar, different scholars. Many schools talk about different theories.
也有很多不同的学者，他们所说的都不一样。
For the convenience, I would not comment on that. I would just say they're about the same to me.
那么我们要简单起见呢，我们就说差不多了。
And the thought of kingdom, the kingdom, the word kingdom, is.Somewhat are true in the minds of Israelites.
这个神的国的这个观念呢，在当时以色列人的心里面呢，是相当清楚的。
They have a concept of kingdom.
他们的确，以色列人当时对于国度的这个观念是有的。
What is their kingdom? They realize that since the day of David, they were a kingdom.
因为他们都了解，自从大卫作王以来，他们是在国度中间。
They were in a kingdom, messianic kingdom in that sense.
他们是在弥赛亚的这个国度里面。
But somehow that kingdom was interrupted by the corruption of man and sin.
但是而那个国度的在那里因为人的罪人的败坏而在中间有拦阻。
So they didn't have a kingdom.
所以他们现在没有这个国度。
And they were made captive into other nations.
因为他们反而被掳到了别国去。
And they realize they need to repent to God because that kingdom was not ruling for God.
所以他们在神面前，他们要悔改，因为他们实在看到那一个国度没有在神的统领之下。
The concept of kingdom to the Israelites is an earthly kingdom.
所以在以色列人的脑海里面，这一个国度是一个地上的国度。
God is ruling to them through the ruler of a king.
神在这个地上的国度上面掌权，借着那些地上的君王。
When the kings are obeying God, then God has dominion over His people.
当这个君王那里遵守神的命令的时候，整个国度的确是在神的这个统领之下。
When the king was getting away and rebelling against God, God had no control.
当君王
directly through the king to the kingdom.
当君王在那里随着他自己的意志行，不听神的话的时候，于是这整个国家就这样子了。
This is the concept of Israelite kingdom.
这是一个以色列人心中的国度的印象。
And what they expect, what they want to, is to restore the kingdom.
而以色列人他们所想要做的呢，就是希望能够把这一个国度能恢复。
They would like to see that God fulfill His promise by sending a messianic.King.
所以他们就希望那个神能够按照他的预言，把一位弥赛亚君王送来。
That messianic king is representing God to rule the whole nation of Israel.
而那一个以赛亚这一位大君王呢，就是来代表神来统治这个以色列国度。
And I believe that Nicodemus is keenly interested when he hears the word kingdom.
所以我相信在尼哥底母的脑海里面，当他听到耶稣说到神的国度这个国的这个字的时候，他心里马上有一点感觉。
But Jesus set him in a wrong place, saying, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
可是他不能了解为什么耶稣基督会把这个神的国放了跟重生放在一起。
Kingdom, he understood. Born again, he didn't understand.
神的国他了解，重生是什么意思他不知道。
How could these two things be together?
你怎么可以把这两个事情放在一起呢？
And he has such a great respect to Jesus, reading what he says.
而他对耶稣又是那么样的尊敬，他也完全相信他所说的。
Being a teacher himself, Nicodemus must be a good student.
因为尼哥底母他自己是一个教法师，他自己必然是一个很好的这个圣经学生。
And he was wondering what he didn't understand.
所以他就在说为什么我听不懂。
He asked again.
所以他就再问一次。
How can a man be born again?
他说你一个人怎么能再重生呢？
How can a man be born again?
他人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Jesus told, "Can I go into mother's womb and be born again?"
而我能够再回到母腹中再生一次吗？
Jesus said, "You're totally wrong."
耶稣说，绝对不是这样。
Because the kingdom of God is something spiritually that's happening.
他就说，而神的国是一个在圣灵的境界里面的事情。
You know, Nicodemus came to see Jesus when he saw miracles.
尼格迪姆来见耶稣的原因是因为他看见了神迹。
I said this is a far lot far better than most of the people would care.
我想你，我刚才也说过，他这一点是比其他的人进步的多。
You know, nowadays many people are talking about power evangelism.
有些人现在这个时候讲到这个啊，能力的福音。
They're saying the evangelism is a kingdom to kingdom, power to power.
在那里好像说是传福音是一件能力对能力，权柄对权柄的一件事情。
True, because these are the miracle and wonders, that signs that we see when the Holy Spirit move among us.
的确，正当耶稣当那个圣灵在那里做工的时候，我们是看见有神迹奇事，我们是看见那神的圣灵的能力在那里彰显出来。
Jesus Himself said, when you see the healing, when you see casting out of demon, when you see all the miracles, it is indeed the kingdom of God to you.
所以耶稣也这么说，当你看见赶鬼，看见医病，看见这些事情的时候，是表示神的国来到你们中间。
And today, we as a church, we as church, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
的确，我们今天在教会中间，我们也需要圣灵这样的能力。
Last Friday night, when we were in a Bible study, we had a long discussion on being filled by the Holy Spirit.
上个礼拜，我们在教会的查经聚会的时候，我们有一个很长的这个讨论，讨论关于被圣灵充满的事。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. I said definitely.
我们需要被圣灵充满，圣经是这样，我们这样说的。
But this is just coming to when Nicodemus came to see Jesus, the first step.
但是呢，这是第一步。当尼哥底母来到耶稣面前的时候，这是第一步。
For indeed, a lot of people have received the healing, but they were not born again.
的确，有些人他得到了圣灵的医治，但是他自己连重生都还没有。
It could happen.
是会发生的这样子。
Because the power of God, when it touches people, is in no respect to people.
因为当圣灵在那里要工作的时候呢，他临到人身上，不管你是不是已经重生。
Sometimes the receiver didn't even have faith, but the power had come to them, and they were called to see.
甚至有些人连根本连信心都不够，但是当神的能力临到的时候，就不管你是不是信，不管你有没有信心，都会成就。
I would agree with some of the theologians that the kingdom of God is in connection with the power and miracles.
的确，我相信有些神学家他们所说的，这神的国是跟圣灵的能力是有直接关系的。
But this is the only the outward appearances of a kingdom.
但这只是神国的外面的一些表现。
Only an outward experience of the kingdom of God.
只是一个神国的外面的一个表现。
The kingdom of God is much greater than that.
而神的国是比这些更大。
Because the kingdom of God has an inner quality or inner contents far beyond what we can see as miracles.
因为神国它真正其他的实质是比这些我们外面看见的神迹奇事是更要大。
Here God said, Jesus said, kingdom of God is likened to be many parables that he said.
这里耶稣也举出很多很多的例子，很多很多的比喻，说到神的国。
If we remember Matthew chapter 13, we immediately remembered when Jesus was giving parables to what kingdom of God is.
如果是你们熟悉圣经的话，你知道在马太十三章里面，耶稣对于神的国给了一个比喻。
Kingdom of God is like a man sowing seeds.
而就像一个人去出去撒种。
Kingdom of God is like the word that spread in the good ground.
他说这神的国就像那个好的种子撒在人的心田里面。
And when we receive the word of God, it sprouts and then it grows and it bear fruit.
当我们这样接受这个话，于是在里面就会长大，然后结实。
And Jesus also said, when a man sows the seeds, and the enemy also sows the wrong seeds.
主耶稣又说，当一个人在那撒了好种在土里，然后仇敌来将稗子撒在麦田里面。
And both seeds grew.
然后两种种子一起都长起来。
Until the day of harvest, God wants to keep the bad seeds too.
然后一直要等到神，一直到审判的日子，神在那里让这好的跟坏的一起在那长。
Until it's being harvested and ready to for judgment.
一直等到收成的时候，才把这样稗子薅出来。
So what is the kingdom of God?
所以到底这里说说神的国是什么呢？
Kingdom of God is also a life.
所以神的国是一个生命。
When we are born again, we are given that life.
当我们重生的时候，我们就得了这个生命。
The inner contents of the kingdom of God is the change of our life.
所以在神国里面的实质，是我们这些得了生命的人，我们的生命得到了改变。
It is the change of our life that has started the growth of the kingdom.
是一个生命改变的这件事情，是来呃。 started, 开始来开始了一个神国的实际。
Nicodemus didn't understand that.
尼哥底母并不了解这个。
You see, when you want to see the miracles, you don't need to be born again.
你知道 你并不需要重生，你就可以看到这些神迹奇事。
And God also used these miracles to draw people to Him.
而神也的确用这些神迹奇事把人招引来。
But the Holy Spirit needs to openyour understanding and give you a new life so that you can see the kingdom of God.
但是圣灵要在我们里面把那个我们的让我们能够了解，然后我们才能够行为有改变，然后才能见神的国。
Let me give you an illustration.
我们来看一看。
What Paul said.
保罗怎么说？
He said the kingdom is not in drinking and eating, and I might put not also be merry.
我相信保罗说神的国不在乎吃喝快乐。
It is in the righteousness, in the peace, and in the joy of the Holy Spirit.
而在乎公义良善与在圣灵公义平安与圣灵中的喜乐。
Paul says the kingdom of God is not anything you drink and eat and be merry, but is something quality of your life.
所以在这里，保罗说到神的国不是外面你做的一些吃喝这些事情，而是一个生命的一个特质的一个改变。
We want to ask you this morning, brothers and sisters, have you seen the kingdom of God?
所以今天早上我要问弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有见到神的国？
I might not be able to give you the whole thing about the kingdom of God.
我大概我没有办法把神国的所有的事情都在这里说明。
But at least I want to direct you in the right direction to see what is the kingdom of God.
但是我要各位在这看到神国的时候，有对着这个方向是对的，到底什么是神的国？
To be practical, the life which you receive from salvation.Is the beginning point of the kingdom of God.
所以我在这里要很实际的说，那个你从重生接到那个新生命，然后在里面改变你整个人的时候，那才是一个神国的开始。
Jesus also said the kingdom of God is not anything outside, it's but anything in your heart.
所以神的国不是一些外面的事情，是里面心里面的事情。
Yes, they are kingdom of God, but yet these are kingdom of God.
不错，那些外面的是神国的事，但是这个里面的更是神国的事。
I believe every.Child of God, when he receives salvation,
我相信每一个神的子民，当他接受到这个重生的时候
，As the word of God said in chapter 3 of John, something happened in your life.
就如这里第三章所说的，在你的生命中有些事情要发生。
You begin to see the kingdom of God.
开始你就开始有见神的国了。
And you begin to see the quality of life.
也看见这个生活的这个它的本质开始改变。
There's righteousness in you.
那个在你里面公义开始有。
There's peace in you.
在你里面有平安。
There's joy in you.
在里面有喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, aren't these the first things you experience when you were saved?
各位弟兄姊妹们，当你们重生的时候，是不是这些就是第一个你在生命里头开始有这样的经验呢？
But you didn't know that was kingdom of God, did you?
可是你那个时候，也许你不了解那个就是神的国。
You felt that was a personal experience.
你觉得这只不过是我个人的一个经历而已。
You have all.Even reasoned that because your sins were forgiven, you're so peaceful.
也许你还给自己解释一下，说因为我的罪得到赦免了，所以我的灵魂非常的安定。
Because my sins are forgiven, so I'm full of joy.
因为我的罪被赦免了，所以我心里满有喜乐。
And even you could testify, because my life has changed, I am a new person.
甚至你还可以在这里做见证说，因为你的生命完全改变了，你成了一个新的人。
I was a wicked person.
我本来是一个很邪恶、很坏的人。
But now that I'm saved, I have departed from my sin.
我现在得救了，于是我就从就把我离开那些以前的罪恶。
I have a new standard of life.
我在这里就我们的生活上有一个新的标准了。
I even dare to call myself.Being righteous.
我甚至有时候我还敢说我自己是已经公义了。
No, it's not my righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus. Yeah. Yes, it is He that in me that makes me righteous.
对，不是我自己的公义，而是那位在我里面的耶稣给了我这一个公义。
You know, you may also acquire the quality of humility.
也许你也得到了一个很谦卑的一个性格。
But you didn't know you're in the kingdom of God, do you?
但是你并不知道你已经在神的国中。
Did you know that
你知不知道
the beginning of the kingdom of God?
那一个就是一个神国的开始。
And you're living in that extension of kingdom of God.
而你就住在这个神国的里面，在神国的这个范围里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, what does Jesus want us to do?
所以耶稣在这里要我们做什么呢？
He called the people out from the world.
他把这些人世人他把这些人来呼召他们离开这些世界。
There was a disciple who followed him.
有一个门徒这样子来追随他。
Specifically, Jesus had that kind of conversation.
而耶稣跟他就讲这些事情。
He said, I have to say goodbye to my father. I have to bid farewell to my father.
那个门徒说我要回去跟我的父亲呢道别呀。
Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead.
而且我要回去埋葬我先要埋葬我的父亲。耶稣就说
you, come.
耶稣说让死人埋葬他们的死人你跟随我吧
Come to preach the kingdom of God.
你跟随我 来传讲神国的福音
Now, what was that disciple preach?
那么那一个门徒他所传的是什么呢
The kingdom of God.
他就在那传神国的福音
what would we preach?
那么我们要传什么呢
Dear brother and sister, when you realize that the joy, the peace, the righteousness, every quality that was in Jesus Christ, and you start preaching that,
当你们知道那些喜乐平安这个这些生命的本质是在耶稣基督里面
You are preaching the kingdom of God.
你而你来传讲这样的基督传讲这样的福音你就在神的国中间
Dear brother and sister, gospel is a representation of the kingdom of God.
你知道福音是一个是神国的代表
When we preach the gospel and lead people into what?
当我们这样子来传福音来把人引进什么呢
Lead into the kingdom of God.
引进神的国中间
In fact, Paul told us, when we are being saved,
而保罗也这么说当我们得救的时候
we are taken away, taken out from the kingdom of darkness.
所以我们就脱离离开了那个黑暗的权势
into the kingdom of the light and love of his son, beloved son.
进入那个光明的爱子的国度里面
That's kingdom.
那个就是神的国。
We are in two different kingdoms.
我们现在在另外一个国度里面。
Dear brother and sister, do you realize that you are in different kingdoms?
那弟兄姊妹们，您有没有了解到这一点？我们是在另外一个国里面。
Jesus told Nicodemus further.
那么耶稣然后再多告诉尼哥底母一件事情。
Unless a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人若不从水和圣灵生就不能进神的国。
Dear brother and sister, have you entered the kingdom of God?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有真正进入神的国呢？
Are you just looking beyond, looking from afar, seeing, hey, this is good, but I'm going to wait till I'm ready.
而是你只是远远的在那里看到说，哎呀，神的国很好，我在这里慢慢等，我慢慢再进去吧。
Yeah, I like the way Christians show themselves. Their righteousness, they are righteous and they are peaceful and they're loving and enjoy all the good qualities. But I want to be the recipient of that.
的确我是看到耶基督徒身上有平安有喜乐等等这些好的这个行为等等但是我希望我也能得到这一些
I want to receive that but I don't want to give that
我愿意得到这个但是我不愿意有什么付出
I want them to be nice to me but I don't want to be nice to them
我希望那些基督徒他们这样子可以对我很好但是我不一定要对他们好
For being nice costs you a lot
因为你要对他们好要对你要付上代价
Isn't it?
是不是呢
You are just willingbe satisfied to see the kingdom of God but couldn't enter the kingdom of God.
但你是不是只在那里就是仅仅看到神的国就算了呢而不愿意真正进入
To enter the kingdom of God is going to cost you.
真正要进入必须要付上代价
Because it's a narrow way.
因为是一条窄路
You have to look into Jesus.
你必须要眼睛注目耶稣
Believing Jesus is your only salvation and only hope that can deliver you from your sins.
而相信只有靠着耶稣基督能够将你从罪恶里面救出来
Nothing else.
除此之外没有别条路
You have to believe Jesus is your satisfaction Only satisfaction to the end
你也要相信那耶稣基督是你唯一的享受唯一的满足而且直到地极就是这样子
You may have to realize that the things you're pursuing may not worth anything when you enter into the kingdom of God
你也要相信当你现在所追逐的一切的事情当你进入神国的时候那些你所追逐的是一文不值
Some of the thingsThe Bible says has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
因为在圣经里面也告诉我们有很多事情是跟神国毫无关系。
Jesus even said in the stern word that they shall be cast out.
而耶稣在那甚至用一个很严厉的话说，那些要从要要要 被赶到门外。
So you know, some of us, some of you will be not willing to enter into the kingdom of God because it costs too much.
也许有些人我们不觉得想我们要进入神的国，因为那个代价太大。
But those of us who are already in the kingdom of God.
但是那些我们已经在神国中间的。
Jesus has given us a commandment to preach the kingdom of God.
神已经给了我们一个命令，就是我们要来传讲神国的福音。
We preach the gospel, telling people how Jesus loved them.
我们当传福音，我们说耶稣怎么样爱你。
But you are motivated into a higher energy level.
但是你在这时候，我们要达到更高一点一个境界。
有更高的动机。
有更高的动机。
It is not only for personal salvation, but for the kingdom of God.
并不光只是我仅仅我个人要得救，而是为了神的国。
We realize, we read the Bible, we know that one day the kingdom of all earth shall be the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也知道，在这个我们读的圣经上知道，这世上的一切的国都要到那一天都要成为我主我神的国。
It is a great conflict.
那是一个很大的征战。
There is a conflict in the kingdom of God.
在神国中间是有大的征战。
We are charged to be faithful to that kingdom.
我们在那里，我们要
忠心。
神要我们忠心。
I know many of you have been naturalized, become U.S. citizens, haven't you?
我知道在座中间有很多人已经是做美国公民了。
You know, my children were born here. They sometimes talking about identity. Sometimes they would recognize themselves as Americans. He said, "Dad, we are Americans, not Chinese."
于是我的小孩子们都在这里生的。那么他们有的时候就说：“嘿，我们是中，我们是美国人了，不是中国人了。”
You know, I am American too because I own a U.S. citizenship.
我也算是美国人，因为我是美国的公民。
Although I don't quite feel that way.
可是我常常不觉得那么觉，不那么感觉。
That's the way with a Christian today.
基督徒也常常是这样子情形。
Are you a Christian? When you think about it, yeah, I am.
你是不是基督徒呢？有时候你想想看，对呀，我是基督徒。
But in reality, primarily, you are yourself, that you're not Christian.
但是实在是基本的在里面，你实在还是你自己，你还不是真正基督徒。
We have not been totally neutralized.
我们实在是还没有完完全全的被归化。
You cannot be naturalized until you neutralize first.
你完全，你没有 ，you cannot be naturalized.
Naturalization.
你没有办法，你没有办法，除非你完完全全已经是被同化了，不然你没有办法规划。
You know, you realize when you become a Christian.
你知道，当我们做一个基督徒的时候
，You are a different person.
你是变成完完全全另外一个人。
The day when I am going to swear to be faithful to the United States.
那天我在那里要在那宣告，对这个美国尽忠的时候。
I had a great trouble and struggle in me.
在我的里面有一个很大的挣扎。
You know, I had been all faithful to my own country for a long, long time.
因为很久很久，我对我自己的国家我是非常忠心。
And I'm proud of it.
而且我也很以此自豪。
Today, circumstances caused me to make a decision.
而今天，在我的这个因为环境的关系，我在这里要做一个决定。
Am I no longer loyal to my old country?
我是不是对我的祖国不再忠心了呢
？It had a great conflict.
所以在我的心中有很大的挣扎。
No matter what you say.
所以不管你说表面说什么。
No matter what you think.
不管你怎么想。
When you take the oath.
当你这样宣誓的时候。
You're saying I'm primarily faithful to the United States.
我的意宣誓的时候的意思就是说我第一个忠心的是美国。
That's the kind of oath that we take when we become Christian.
那样子的一个宣誓呢，就是当我们要做基督徒的时候，我们要这样宣誓。
I admit this is not a very good illustration.
我相信这不是一个很好的例子。
Because there's no comparison to the kingdom of God and to the kingdom of darkness.
因为神的国跟地上的国实在是不能够比较。
We are trying to flee away from the kingdom of darkness, getting into the kingdom of light.
因为在这里，因为我们事实上呢，是实在是想要逃离开那个黑暗的权势、黑暗的国度，而进入光明的国度里面。
A lot of people become American citizens because of that too.
有很多人也是因为这样子而变成了美国的公民。
Those are from Iran, from a lot of places. When we were taking oath.Swearing into the citizenship.
有些很多人也都是从那些很黑暗的地方，然后他们宣誓作为美国公民。
When I was in that meeting,
当我在那个 在那个宣誓的时候
they gave the reason that they want to become a United States citizen.
有些人上来就告诉
statistics shows it.
那里就他们就报告为这些人为什么要做美国公民的一些各种原因。
You know what are the reasons?
你知道最一些这些原因是什么呢？
Four great reasons.
有四个大的原因。
The top two.
最重要的两个。
One is political oppression.
第一个。
Declared or undeclared.
不管是明的或暗的那个政治上的压迫。
The second reason.
第二个原因。
Is because of economic freedom.
而是就是经济上的自由。
Or should I say economic prosperity.
而是在经济上在这里有更大的机会。
The third reason.
第三个原因。
Is freedom.
是自由。
The fourth reason is education.
第四个原因是受教育。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the reasons people become a United States citizen.
因为这样的原因而人成为美国的公民。
Well, we are all sympathetic to these causes, don't we? Aren't we?
我们对于这样的原因，我们都非常的同情，对不对
？But dear brothers and sisters, today God is calling us to be a citizens of heaven.
但是今天神呼召我们要作为天国的公民。
Today God is calling us to be a citizen of His kingdom.
今天神要我们呼召他作为他天国的一个公民。
It is not through naturalization.
不是因为我们可以就这么规划就变成了。
It is through the process of being born again.
而是经过重生。
You are born into the kingdom of God.
你要在神的国里面生出来。
You cannot be naturalized.To enter the kingdom of God.
你没有办法就这么样子规划就变成就算做基督徒了。
You need to have a new life to be accustomed to that kingdom.
你需要有一个新的生命，你才能够在这个新的国度里面觉得习惯。
Just as you have to learn English.
就像你在那学英文。
To survive this country.
你才能够在这里能够活得下去。
Just as you have to drive to survive this country.
就像你在这里必须要开车，你在这里才行。
You need to have a new life.To live in that kingdom. That is why you have to be born again.
你在那一个神的国里面，你必须要有一个新的生命，你才能活得下去。所以你需要重生。
Again, I say, many of us became careless.
我再说，有些人呢，我们就觉得无所谓，马马虎虎算了。
They own a citizenship.
这个他们有这个公民权。
But they do not fully utilize that.
但是没有真正完完全全的使用这个公民权。
And they are not faithful to that kingdom.
而对这一个国家也不够忠心。
Don't we sometimes complain that the people in this country do not know what is loyalty?
我们不是常常在那里抱怨说这个国家的人真是不没有忠心。
And there are few patriotic.
只有非常非常少的人才真正是美国的这些爱国人士。
But we are looking at a more serious problem with the kingdom of God.
但是我们当我们来看神国的时候呢，我们其实看到是要看一个更要考虑更严重的一个问题。
Yeah, the kingdom of God needs patriots.
神国要里面要有爱国的人士。
Those who have fully, totally committed.
那些完完全全的摆上的。
We call that dedication.
我们管那个叫献身。
We call that making ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们那里叫做是将我们身体献上当做活祭。
We call that an offering of love.
我们在那里说到是一个爱的一个奉献。
Dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God needs to be expanded.
弟兄姊妹们，神的国要扩张。
Through warfare.
而是要经过征战。
Spiritual warfare.
经过属灵的征战才能扩张。
Through dedication, through the preaching of gospel, with zeal, with desire, with power.
要在那里，要因为因着在那里用神的能力在那里传神的福音，然后才能够扩张。
Last time we talked about a subject that although Jesus performed many miracles,
虽然耶稣已经在那里行了很多的神迹
，but he could not trust himself to anyone.
但是他没有办法将他自己交托给他们。
You know, in the chapter 3, the first verse, there's the first word.
在第三章里头的第一节的第一个字。
Some of the translation in English says, "Now there was a man."
而在英文的这个翻译里面呢，就在那个第一个字呢，就说而现在有那么一个人。
Some of the translation say, "But there is a man."
或者呢，有的另外一个翻译的呢，就说但是有一个人。
But in the Chinese translation, it's totally omitted.
在中文圣经里头就完全没有这个开始的这两个转换的词句。
What does that mean?
那么这是什么意思呢？
The narrator, John the disciple, is saying, although thousands of people, all the people, Jesus cannot trust himself to them.
约翰在这里在第二章的尾巴上，他说到，说到耶稣不能把他自己交托给这些人。
But there's a man.
但是有一个人，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
And Nicodemus was given the trust.
所以我们知道尼哥底母是被神所能够是神所交托他的。
Now what was that trust?
那么交托他什么呢？
Faithfulness.
因为他是有忠心。
You know, Jesus, Nicodemus was the one who finally collected Jesus' body when Jesus died on the cross.
您知道吗？当耶稣后来受死的时候，尼哥底母就是那一个将耶稣的身体取去埋葬的。
In that sense, Jesus truly committed himself to him.
所以在这里，实际上耶稣的确是将他自己的身体交托了给尼哥底母。
But I believe Nicodemus are the types of people Jesus can trust his message to them.
我也相信尼哥底母是一个耶稣可以将他的信息交托他的。
What message?
什么样的信息呢？
Not only that we need to be born again to see the kingdom of God.
非仅我们是要必须要重生才能见神的国。
But we need to know the purpose of salvation, purpose of being saved, and purpose of being born again is to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们更要知道这个要重生得救这些一切他的终极目的是要进入神的国。
Dear brother and sister, have you realized the purpose? Have you realized the message?
弟兄姊妹们，你们对今天的今天所讲的，您了解吗？
Have you realized Jesus' message?
您知不知道耶稣在这里要说什么呢？
He needs someone trustworthy.
他要找一个人，他可以交托他自己。
That a kingdom can be built on them.
然后神的国可以在他们中间能够得到建立。
We have been born again.
我们已经重生了。
We have a responsibility.
我们就有这个责任。
When we know the true message here.
当我们知道这里他所说要带给我们的真正的信息。
We are living for the kingdom.
因为我们是在神的国中为他而活。
We are representing the kingdom.
我们也在那代表神的国。
We have to be strong.
我们必须要坚强起来。
We have to be purposeful.
我们必须要生活有目的。
We need to preach the gospel.
我们需要传福音。
We need to expand the kingdom of God.
我们需要在那里扩张神的国。
We need to win over for the Lord.
我们也在那里要为神的国得人。
Until the kingdom of God has come.
一直等到神的国降临。
And Jesus is the glorious Messiah on the throne.
当耶稣这一个荣耀的以赛亚，弥赛亚在宝座上面。
Then the kingdom of God is fully realized.
然后神的国才完完全全显现出来。
Dear brother and sister, we need to be given the purpose of life today.
我们今天在我们的生活上，我们要有一个目的。
In a changing world today.
在这一个世事变换这么快的时候。
Suddenly we realize Iraq was Babylon.
突然一下子我们发现伊拉克在巴比伦又再重现了。
And yesterday I met a few brothers who echo the same thing. Hey, we began to read the book of Isaiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel, and Jeremiah, all the Old Testament prophetic books. We begin to read them about Babylon.
昨天我也碰到一些弟兄们，他们跟我一样，也突然一下子说，哎呀，我们赶紧再去赶快翻旧约，看看到底对这个巴比伦到底是说了些什么话。
We are living in fastly changing world.
我们的确现在是在这个活在这一个非常变化非常快的一个世界里面。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because the end time is near.
因为这末世要到了。
The conflict of the kingdoms are even stronger.
因为那个国度的征战要更加的强烈。
It shows in every place, in our daily life.
在每一个地方，在我们每天生活里面都表现出来。
In our natural life.
在我们的天然生命里面。
In the way we deal with people.
在我们跟人接触的时候。
In the way we deal with business.
当我们在那做事的时候。
It affects our thinking.
它这一切都在那影响我们的思想。
Dear brother and sister, the kingdom of God is so greatly influencing us.
所以神的国在各方面都在影响我们。
Are you willing to commit yourself?
你愿不愿意将你自己奉献？
So that the kingdom of God, you are in the kingdom of God, you're on God's side.
所以你是在神的国里面，你是在神的这一边。
I would pray that we be called waken up. We should be called to wake up.
我们实在在这里要被唤醒。
We have not much time.
因为我们没有多少时间。
We need to live for Jesus.
我们要为着耶稣而活。
We need to live for gospel.
我们要为了传福音而活。
We need to live for the kingdom.
我们为了神的国而活。
Why? Because we're born again.
为什么？因为我们已经重生。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you.
主，我们感谢赞美你，我们将一切的荣耀、赞美、敬拜归给你。
For the very fact that we have been born again.
因为我们已经重生。
And we have realized what you promised in the Bible, all true.
我们也相信你在圣经上一切的应许都是真的。
Now we see that the purpose of being born again is to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们知道重生的目的是要我们能进入神的国。
And we have already entered.
我们已经进入。
And the purpose for us is to preach so that the kingdom of God can be expanded.
而在这里我们要将神的国再一次这样子来扩张出来。
Lord, thank you for giving us this understanding.
主，我们谢谢你将这样的悟性、这样的了解给赐给我们。
And thus given us a purpose of life.
所以就这样子就让我们的生活也给了我们目的。
We may just be doing the earthly things which is necessary to survive in this world.
也许我们每天所做的都是我们不可避免日常生活为了自己使用我们
，take us
取去我们
，for the kingdom of God.
为了神的国
，we make the commitment.
我们这样子在你面前。奉献
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.